President Trump's pardon of former Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio disappointed a huge percentage of the population, but Arpaio's most loyal supporters thought it was the right thing to do. Both sides of the argument seem extremely motivated by the pardon, and that could carry over into the 2018 elections, including Arizona's one U.S. Senate race and a number of congressional and legislative races. With me to read the political tea leaves is Jaime Molera, partner at Molera Alvarez. Jaime, how much of an impact will this pardon have on mobilizing both the anti-Arpaio activists and voters and those who've been supportive of the former sheriff?
I think it will activate both sides, but the question is to what degree. I think a lot of times the media and a lot of Democrats in general will take a lot of these types of actions and say, well, okay, now this is the fuse that's going to get Latinos to come out in droves, and that's what's going to put moderate candidates and or Democrats over the top. But I've just not seen that in any case. It gets a lot of media attention, it gets a lot of press, but ultimately it doesn't get a lot of votes. Whereas on the other side, what Trump has done, I think, continues to solidify a base that while it might be in the minority, it's a very strong minority, and they come out to vote in droves. And it seems as though it's akin to what Nixon did as far as talking about that silent majority that always talks about how these folks, they may not be out there and they may not be as rabid as the left and they may not get as much press, but they certainly vote. And that's what I think he's trying to play on.
What do you think about the timing of it? If this were something that the president really wanted to impact elections, he would have done it closer to 2018 as opposed to just in the summer of 2017.
But if you look at what the president has done since taking office, it's been a perpetual election cycle. It seems like he's not taking his foot off the gas as far as any kind of campaigns. He's continued to do campaign rallies. He continues to tweet like he's still running. And it seems as though this fit with his, look, I'm going to do what I want to do, and I'm just going to rally my base. And even though I'm getting attacked and getting hit on every news media outlet, I'm going to have my base with me. And it seems like that's what he's trying to accomplish.
Yeah, you mentioned the base, and that's obviously an important part of this. Now, for a long time, former Sheriff Arpaio had a great base, and he had candidates from all up and down the Republican ticket who would come to him for an endorsement. And you know, you want to say on your sign, endorsed by Sheriff Joe Arpaio. Does this kind of thing, does the pardon sort of return some of his juice to some extent?
I think to some extent, but remember, Joe Arpaio lost, despite a lot of the rhetoric, and I've heard a lot of folks say, well, you know, people finally stood up against his racism. Where he lost his base in that a lot of Sun City, Sun Lake voters, hardcore Republican voters in the East Valley got tired of the wastefulness that Arpaio was, you know, every day they talked about these million-dollar lawsuits. Every day they talked about his spending extravagantly on different kinds of, you know, things for his office or for himself. And I think Republicans just got tired of that. Republicans saw that this was creating huge amounts of debt within the county. And a lot of that, if you looked at the poll numbers, that was the thing that turned off a lot of the Republicans.
Does this illustration of sort of Trump and Arpaio on one side, and then you have Senator McCain, Senator Flake, both expressing concern about the pardon, does that indicate a divide that could affect things in 2018, or is this sort of the usual infighting we see among parties?
No, it definitely reflects a schism within the Republican Party. I think that's been very well documented, and I think it's accurate. You know, on one side you have Jeff Flake, who is, if you look at it historically, is the model conservative. I mean, he comes from the Barry Goldwater, William F. Buckley thought process of what it really means to be a conservative. I mean, if you recently read his new book, Conscience of a Conservative, he really wants to define what that means. And I think he's doing a good job of articulating why I'm running as a conservative Republican versus as a populist and more of a Trump-type Republican that feeds off of this more nationalism as opposed to a conservative philosophy. So there definitely is a schism there. And I think that's going to be interesting to see if Senator Flake can convince Republicans that that is the core of the party, and that they should stick with him.
There may be a decision soon as to whether Robert Graham or Jeff DeWitt decide to jump in and challenge. And this is where I wonder about Arpaio's impact. Kelly Ward challenged Senator McCain, and now she's challenging Senator Flake. Is she the type of person that could surprise if she gets endorsement from Arpaio? Is she still a wild card regardless of whether Graham DeWitt or someone else gets in, just based on the fact that she seems to appeal to a certain wing of the party.
Absolutely. I think she definitely appeals to the very hard right extreme wing of the Republican Party. And she certainly will have that block of voters. I would argue between 15 and 20% of the primary voters that I think she would appeal to. And if there's multiple Republicans in the Senate race, and if she refuses to acquiesce to any other candidate that she might more closely align with, then absolutely she could be a major wild card in this primary season.
Jaime Molera is a partner at Molera Alvarez. Jaime, thank you for the time.
Steve, thank you so much. I appreciate it very much.